Well, if I could ask each one of you to open in your Bible to the book of Romans in chapter 8. And each week at this time, we participate in communion. And it's a time for believers to remember what Christ did on the cross by eating a piece of bread and drinking a cup of juice as symbols of Christ's body that was broken on the cross. It's also a time of self-assessment for the believer, as this meal is only for followers of Christ. So consider today, are you in Christ? We'll begin now reading from verse 1 of Romans 8. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and of death. Those who are in Christ have been freed from the tyranny of sin and death. And through the Spirit, we have life and freedom. But how has this life been secured? Verse 3 continues, for what the law could not do, weak as it was through the flesh, God did, sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and as an offering for sin. He condemned sin in the flesh so that the requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us. Jesus Christ, God's own Son, became as a man and fulfilled the requirement of the law for us. And he gave himself as an offering for us. But who is this us that's spoken about in verse 4? The rest of verse 4 answers that question. Those of us who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. The ones for whom there is no condemnation are the ones who have been freed from sin's dominion, the ones for whom Jesus gave himself as an offering and fulfilled the requirements of the law. It is those of us who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Now, we're not in Christ because we kept the commandments of the law. Far from it. Each and every one of us has failed. We failed because of our sin. Only Christ Jesus kept the law, and by his perfect law keeping, he was a suitable, sinless sacrifice for us. So Paul isn't pointing out the means by which we somehow earn Christ's sacrifice on our behalf. Paul is instead describing the inevitable fruit of being in Christ. So if you are in Christ, then you do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. This is the fruit that the Spirit produces of everyone who has been united to Christ. So, does the promise of no condemnation apply to you? Or do you still stand condemned? How do we know if we're walking according to the flesh or the Spirit? We'll jump ahead to verse 8. And those who are in the flesh cannot please God. However, you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. Those who are in Christ walk according to the Spirit because they are indwelled by the Spirit. Let's keep reading down in verse 11. But if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you. The Spirit has given life to the mortal bodies of those whom he indwells. The death that your body was once enslaved to under sin has now been given life. But what does that look like on the outside? Verse 12. So then, brethren, we are under obligation not to the flesh to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you must die. But if by the Spirit you are putting to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For all who are being led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. The result of living by the Spirit and being indwelt by the Spirit is life. And it's seen in God's children, the sons of God, by them putting to death the deeds of the body. This is what it means to be led by the Spirit, to live according to the Spirit. You actively, by the Spirit of God that indwells you, continually putting to death the deeds of the body. You give yourself continually to the task of killing sin. So, believer, does this describe you? Is your life characterized by someone who is striving daily through God's Spirit, working through His Word, to kill sin, to put it to death? If so, praise God. We know we're going to fail, and we know we are still indwelt by sin, but we are also indwelt by the Holy Spirit. And when we fail and we repent, we remind ourselves there is no condemnation for those in Christ Jesus, and we keep at it. But maybe you would claim Christ today, but you have grown comfortable in your sin. Maybe you feel the guilt of your sin, but you have not been engaged in the battle against it recently. Maybe you haven't been submitting yourself under the authority of God's word, and you haven't been repenting of your sin. Repent today. Those who are truly in Christ, God has given life to your mortal bodies, and He has prepared good works for you to walk in. So repent and renew your mind in these truths today, and partake of this meal that we're about to partake with us. If you're not in Christ today, we're glad you're here. But there is a warning for you in this passage from God's word. You do stand under condemnation today. This meal that we're about to partake of, it's not for you, but it can be. Turn to Christ today. Turn to Him as your only means of righteousness before God. You cannot clean yourself up enough to warrant God's favor. Only by turning to Christ and relying upon His perfect sacrifice can you be reconciled to God. If you'd like to know more about that, speak with anyone you've seen here on the stage today. Speak to one of the elders who will be available after the service today. But don't leave today still condemned in your sin. Men in back, you can go ahead and come forward and serve us. Believers, when the bread and the juice come and you've prepared your own heart, please go ahead and eat and drink the cup on your own. But as you take it, repent of any known sin and remember Christ. Worship Him. Remember that He has equipped you with His word and with His Spirit to live for Him. And thank Him that you're no longer a slave of sin. And ask Him to help you this week to live in accordance with that reality. After a few minutes, when everyone has finished taking communion on their own, Smedley will come up and lead us in prayer.